Calling all aspiring podcasters. This is your sign to start your own podcast because we have just the right tool for you.
Before we started podcasting, we really thought that everything would be such a hassle, especially the editing.
But we've found the best and most convenient all-around podcast tool out there.
PodMachine!
PodMachine will take care of your podcasting needs from audio production, design, marketing, and growth support.
All you have to do is sit back, relax, and keep creating great content that sounds professional.
It's time for you to start sounding like a pro with PodMachine today.
Sign up and get a free episode trial. Once you're convinced of how good it can be, you can start for as low as $49.99 for 4 episodes in a month.
But wait, there's more. If you use our code COURTROOM, that's COURTROOM, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing.
Let PodMachine do their editing magic so you can focus on the fun stuff and sound like a pro. Visit PodMachine.com and sign up! What's up? Welcome to The Courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell you stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kikwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons before the Honorable Supreme Court of Justice shall give evidence for the court shall
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things tare de chismis every week.
Teo, ikaw ba? Nasama ka na ba ever sa list ng mga noisy sa klase?
Ay, oo. Noisy, standing, name it. Maligaligang bata eh.
Old pa siya.
Malamang ikaw hindi, no? Kasi valedictorian ka eh. Puro aral lang alam mo.
Ay, grabe. Hindi naman. Although, ako kasi yung tagalista ng mga noisy.
Yan tayo eh. Pero, alam mo minsan kaya ang unfair. Kasi, kahit buong klase naman yung maingay, ako lagi yung nasisisi. Ako ang nasisisi.
Bakit kaya?
Ako ang nakikita. Ako ang laging may kasalanan. Kumanta?
Paano malalaman na ikaw yung maingay? Kung lahat naman, or yung buong klase naman maingay.
Oo nga, kaya nga. Ewan ko ba?
Ano kaya ginagawa ko?
Kaya tamang hinala. Talagang ako, tamang hinala lang sila. Lagi lang talagang ako yung pinagkakamalang pasimuno ng ingay.
Sakulap. Pero alam mo, that's similar to our case today, where one man was arrested without warrant because of disturbing peace.
Grabe, similar yung disturbing peace sa ginagawa ko nung elementary. So,
Rasha. Oo, medyo parang ganun. Yun yung ano, naisip ko eh.
Kasi aalamin natin sa kasong ito, ano lang ba ang mga instances na pwede ang warrantless arrest according to our Bill of Rights?
Kailan masasabi na lawful ang search and seizure at ano ba itong doctrine of the fruit of the poisonous tree?
Nax, completos recados, may paprutas ka pa. So, join us today as we tell you the story of Ramon Martinez versus People of the Philippines.
In this case, the incident happened in Balingkit Street, Malate, Manila. Dito, nagko-conduct ng routine foot patrol sila PO2 Roberto Soque, PO2 Alejandro Sepe, and PO3 Edilberto Zeta. Naka-assign sila lahat sa anti-illegal drug section ng Malate Police. One evening on December 29, 2007, around 9:15 p.m., habang nagfo-foot patrol sila, may narinig sila na lalaki na sumigaw.
Putang ina mo! 500 na ba to?
Dahil doon, inaprehend nila yung sumigaw, which is si Ramon. His act daw kasi violated Section 844 of the Revised Manila City Ordinance, which punishes breach of peace.
Kasi sumigaw lang?
Oo. Kasi nga diba, naghuhurumentado daw kasi si Ramon. So ayun, huli siya.
And feel for Ramon.
And after siya hulihin, hinuli ka na dito. And after siya hulihin, he was asked to empty his pockets. And dito, na-recover ng mga police kay Ramon ang plastic sachet containing white crystalline substance suspected to be shabu. Kaya, kinonfiscate ni PO2 Soque yung sachet tapos dinala si Ramon sa police station. And then, pina-examine nila yung nakuhang sachet and found out that it was indeed positive for methamphetamine hydrochloride.
Ano? Ano ulit?
Pwedeng isang beses na. Ang hirap kasing sabihin nun eh. Pinractice ko pa yon. Or, shabu in short, shabu.
Hindi, gusto ko yung isa.
Well, because of that, Ramon was charged with the possession of dangerous drugs under Section 11, Paragraph 3, Article 2 of RA 9165.
In defense, Ramon denied the charge and gave his version of the incident. Sabi niya, on December 29, 2007, bandang alas 4 ng hapon, naglalakad daw siya along Balingkit Street para manghiram ng welding machine kay Paez Garcia nang biglang may lalaking lumapit at tinanong if siya daw si Ramon Goco. When he confirmed his identity, bigla na lang daw siyang pinusasan ng lalaki at nagpakilalang pulis. Pinasakay siya sa sidecar at doon tinanong kung may dala siyang illegal na droga, which he denied. He was then brought to a precinct to be detained. While detained, PO2 Soke allegedly asked for 20,000 in exchange for his release. Eh, binili nga. So, syempre, naghanap yung asawa ni Ramon na si Amalia ng pera. When they were unable to produce the 20,000, tsaka daw dinala si Ramon sa Manila City Hall for inquest proceedings.
So, meron tayong two versions of the incident from which the Supreme Court has to determine whether or not Ramon is guilty of the crime of possession of dangerous drugs. Although, sa case na to, hindi nag-focus yung court sa discussion of whether or not na-satisfy ba nung facts ng case yung elements of the said crime. Rather, the discussion delved more about the search and seizure that the police officers conducted in relation to Ramon's arrest. Why did the court emphasize this?
Hindi kasi pwedeng basta-basta ka nalang aarestuhin nang walang warrant of arrest. Kasi enshrined on our constitution ang karapatan natin against unwarranted intrusion by the government. Nakapaloob sa Section 2, Article 3, or our Bill of Rights, enshrined on the 1987 Philippine Constitution, which states that the right of the people to be secured in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizure of whatever nature and of any purpose shall be inviolable, and no search warrant or warrant of arrest shall be issued except upon probable cause, to be determined personally by the judge after examination under oath or affirmation of the complainant and the witnesses he may produce, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Ito ang provision ng Bill of Rights that protects us from warrantless arrest and unlawful searches and seizure.
So, punta muna tayo sa warrant of arrest. Ibig sabihin ba, pag walang warrant of arrest, it automatically violates yung sinasabing right of the people to be secure as stated in the Constitution?
Well, the general rule is yes, but syempre may exception. There are three instances when a warrantless arrest is considered valid. One is in flagrante delicto. Ito yung huli sa akto ng paggawa ng offense yung aarestuhin ng mga polis. Second is hot pursuit. It is when an offense has just been committed and yung police officer has probable cause to believe based on personal knowledge of the facts or circumstances na yung taong aarestuhin niya yung gumawa ng krimen or offense. And lastly, is kung yung aarestuhin is an escape prisoner or tumakas sa bilanggo. Itong tatlo lang yung exceptional instances na pwede kang arestuhin ng walang warrant.
Now, tulad ng arrest, unlawful ang search and seizure if without a search warrant. It must be understood na yung police officer hindi pwedeng basta na lang kapkapan ka dyan or mag-search without a warrant. Dapat meron, syempre. Pero hindi absolute yung rule na to. There are exceptions that make warrantless search valid. As per jurisprudence, the traditional exceptions are custom searches, searches of moving vehicles, seizure of evidence in plain view, consented searches, stop and frisk measures, and searches incidental to a lawful arrest. Yung last na exception, yung searches incidental to a lawful arrest, is particularly significant to this case. Just to elaborate on this exception, para maging valid yung warrantless search, it should be incidental or associated to a lawful arrest. Take note, dapat lawful yung arrest. Kasi remember, if the arrest is unlawful, yung evidence na makukuha sa unlawful arrest na yon will be deemed inadmissible, since it violates nga the people's right to be secure as enshrined in the Constitution.
Tama. According kasi sa Section 3, Article 3 of the Constitution, any evidence obtained in violation of this provision shall be inadmissible for any purpose in any proceeding. Pag sinabing inadmissible ang evidence, meaning di siya pwedeng gamitin as evidence dun sa case. Kasi hindi yun inadmit or inaccept ng court. Bakit ulit hindi inadmit or inaccept ng court? Kasi nga, it violated our fundamental right enshrined in the Constitution. Kaya inadmissible yung evidence na yun. This is commonly known as the exclusionary rule.
So punta tayo sa case ni Ramon. Diba, he was arrested for breach of peace without a warrant. Afterwards, nagkaroon din ng warrantless search, and dito may nakuha sa kanya na sachet of shabu. Kaya nakasuhan siya ng crime of possession of dangerous drugs. So, our question is whether Ramon is guilty or not of that drug-related crime. Before the court can resolve the issue of whether Ramon is guilty or not, they have to resolve first the issue whether the warranted search is valid. Kasi, again, if not valid, inadmissible yung evidence. But before that, kailangan muna din ma-prove if lawful ba talaga yung warrantless arrest kay Ramon. Bago natin masabi na yung warrantless search is valid, since it falls under one of the exceptions, which is a search incidental to a lawful arrest.
Ko, connect pala lahat.
Yes.
So, ito yung tanong. Lawful nga ba yung arrest kay Ramon? Gusto mo yung dumigay pa? Sorry po.
Una-una, warrantless arrest siya. Para masabi na lawful yung arrest sa kanya, dapat mag-fall siya sa isa sa mga instances of a lawful warrantless arrest. Ano ba to?
Ako ulit. In flagrante delicto, hot pursuit, tsaka escape reason.
Parang nag-recite na. In this case, okay,
that's bida, correct. Alam mo na ngayon kung ba't lagi ako nalilista.
So, in this case, mas close yung facts ng case sa in flagrante delicto. Kasi, merong presence ng police officer, si PO2, so okay, and the person to be arrested has committed, who is Ramon, is actually committing or is attempting to commit an offense, which is yung pagsigaw nga na breach of peace daw. Under Section 5A, Rule 113 of the Rules of Court, yung apprehending officer, before he arrests a person caught in flagrante delicto, there must be a probable cause. And what is probable cause? It is the reasonable ground of suspicion supported by circumstances to warrant a cautious man's belief that the person accused is guilty of the offense charged. Specifically with arrest, with respect to arrest rather, ito yung mga facts and circumstances that would lead a reasonably discreet and prudent man to believe that an offense has been committed by the person being arrested. Ibig sabihin, bago huliin si Ramon, dapat may probable cause muna yung mga police officers para masabi na lawful yung paghuli sa kanya. So, meron ba?
Well, on record, PO2 Soke arrested Ramon for allegedly violating Section 844 of the Manila City Ordinance, which particularly penalizes the disruption of communal tranquility. So, to justify a warrantless arrest based on the breach of peace, dapat ma-establish na inaresto si Ramon after magkaroon ng reasonable assessment yung mga police officer doon sa situation, na indeed, a public disturbance is being committed. So ngayon, ang tanong, may public disturbance ba? During the cross-examination, the Council of Ramon was able to establish that Balingkit Street is actually a thickly populated place with many people conversing with each other on the street. Meaning, maingay na sa lugar na yon in the first place. So, paano mo masasabi na yung pagsigaw ni Ramon caused a disruption of peace or tranquility in violation of Section 844 of the City Ordinance? Eh, Ramon naman was not making or assisting in any riot, affray, disorder, disturbance, or breach of peace. He was not assaulting, beating, or using personal violence upon the other. And the words he allegedly shouted, which is,
"Putang ina mo! 500 na ba to?"
are not slanderous, threatening, or abusive. Ano ulit yung sinabi niya?
Alay mo na lang yung voiceover. So, the act could not have tended to disturb the peace or excite a riot, considering that at the time of the incident, yung Balingkit Street was still steaming with people and alive with activity. Clearly, the testimony proves that there is no probable cause when the police officers conducted their warrantless arrest of Ramon. Kasi, kung walang public disturbance na naganap, there is no ground for arresting Ramon. So, the court observes that these facts and circumstances could not have engendered a well-founded belief that any breach of peace had been committed by Ramon at the time that his warrantless arrest was effected. All told. Parang naging palaka eh. All told, no probable cause existed to justify Ramon's warrantless arrest.
Yun. Totoo pa rin nun. Totoo man na ang legality of an arrest shall depend upon the reasonable discretion of the police officer, the urgency of the situation, or the nature of the act or deed of the offender, yung authority to apprehend should not be exercised in a whimsical manner, or else a person's liberty will be subjected to ubiquitous abuse.
And bilang law enforcers, they are expected to conduct a more careful assessment of the situation at hand. Kasi syempre, hindi blanket license ang pag-declare ng probable cause to suspend the liberty of anyone. The duty to determine probable cause must be performed wisely and cautiously, applying the exacting standards of a reasonably discreet and prudent man and impelled by a higher sense of public accountability.
So, yun nga, dahil nga unlawful yung pag-aresto kay Ramon since walang probable cause na hulihin siya for breach of peace, kasi nga maingay naman din yung lugar, so paano naging breach of peace? Yung warrantless search sa kanya is also unlawful dahil illegal yung process of search and seizure na ginawa kay Ramon. The product of that search and seizure, yung na-obtain na shabu, is inadmissible as evidence for being the proverbial fruit of the poisonous tree.
Or, as already mentioned, also known as the exclusionary rule. Since inadmissible siya, ano pang evidence ang magamit against Ramon? Wala na, finish na. Kaya naman, Ramon was acquitted from the crime of possession of dangerous drugs.
So, Och, what are your insights on this case?
Well, napapaisip lang ako, paano kaya kung totoo talaga na may drug si Ramon? Parang nabaliwala yung ano eh, yung fact na he was caught red-handed with illegal or dangerous drugs.
Well, yun, ganun na nga. Kasi we have to keep in mind, napaka-importante kasi ng due process. I mean, the provisions of the Bill of Rights are set to protect us from abuse of power and authority and to safeguard our rights. But, syempre, at the same time, possible din talaga yung instances na di ma-achieve yung desired justice kasi nga may mga procedure or process na hindi na-follow. Dito sa case, makikita natin na, sige, well and good, nakatsyempo yung police at yung nahuli nila may drugs nga talaga. But you see, di din nag-prosper yung case eh. Na-acquit din si Ramon. Kasi hindi pwedeng na-tsempohan lang. Hindi pwedeng tamang hinala lang yung mga police. Hindi pwedeng, ay, feel ko lang i-check, trip-trip lang.
Oh, Hindi
pwedeng walang probable cause. You cannot infringe the constitutional right of one person. Hindi ka pwedeng kakapaka pa dyan ng mga tao or huli-huli kung sinong gusto mo.
So, for my insight naman, I find the term fruit of the poisonous tree cool.
Wow, ang daming adjective sa mundo. Cool talaga. Yung fruit of the poisonous tree.
Oh, ay mo.
Hindi ko gets.
Okay. Pinasaya ako ng term eh. Bubble lang. Hindi. Sige, lagyan natin ng konting lalim. Konti lang.
Pag ako hindi nakulan dyan sa explanation mo.
Hindi, konting lalim lang. Ang cool yung mismong term. Hindi naman yung explanation. Galit. Hindi. Kasi ganito, if the tree is poisonous, of course, the fruit itself may also be poisonous. And eating a poisonous fruit is, of course, injurious to one. Metaphorically, injecting a poisonous fruit to our legal system would suffer the same effect. Our legal system becomes a faulty one because it gives the state, in particular, our police officers, a license to trespass even in our most comfortable zone, like our home. That's why our constitution prohibits said unreasonable search and seizure. There is a valid process kasi for obtaining evidence eh. And said process is very crucial. For one, while it protects the people's right to be secure, at the same time, it may set a guilty person free, di ba? So sad and unfortunate. Kaya, our law enforcers should always be cautious so as to really affect the attainment of justice.
So cautious ba ang law enforcer natin? How about you, courtmates? Share with us your insights on this case or let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode.
If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or wherever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj
and Teo leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedent shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!